Hunting Fear by Kay Hooper. To my brother-in-law, Christopher Parks, for being an all-around great guy. Prologue. 5 years ago. Shh. Half-consciously, she made the sound out loud. Shh. But it was a breath of sound. Less than that. She had to be quiet. He might hear. He might get angry at her. He might change his mind. She kept herself very still and tried to make herself very small. Don't draw his attention. Don't give him any reason to change his mind. She had been lucky so far. Lucky or smart. Because he had said so. He had said she was a good girl, and so he wouldn't hurt her. All she had to do was take the medicine and sleep for a while, and then be still and silent for a little bit when she woke up. Count to 500 when you wake up, he had said. Count slowly. And when she was done, and when you're done, I'll be gone. You can move then. You can take off the blindfold. But not until then, you understand? If you move or make a sound before then, I'll know. And I'll have to hurt you. It seemed to take forever to count to 500, but finally she got there, hesitated, and counted to 600, just to be safe, because she was a good girl. He had had her lie down so that her hands were underneath her bottom, her own weight holding them flat and immobile. So he didn't have to tie them, he had said. She could put her hands underneath her like a good girl, or he could tie her up. He had a gun. She thought her hands were probably asleep by now, because she felt the medicine had made her sleep a long time. But she was still afraid.